Blog Talk Radio.
To the Most High God on this wonderful day. It is another day of the week, and all I can say is thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. I am rejoicing and I'm glad in it. God gave us each another day. Did he have to? No, he did not. And all we can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Father God, I ask you to increase as I decrease, Lord God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, Lord God, be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength, and you are my redeemer. I cannot do this without you, God. And I ask you, Lord, increase as I decrease. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength. You, Lord God, are my strength, and you are my redeemer. And I can say nothing more than thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. Thank you, Lord, for the love of your son. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. My salvation comes from you. And all I can say is thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All I can say is thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me, for loving us enough to give your life for us. thank you, Jesus, filled up when I think about the sacrifice of the Savior for me, that he chose to give his life for me. That he chose to love me enough that he wanted to give his life. He had a moment, he had a human moment when he said, take this cup from me. We would all have that moment. That moment. Some of us would have said, I can't do it, God. I just can't. I can't give my life for those heathens. I can't give my life for those people who don't, who will not love me, who will hate me, who will vilify my name, who will say I'm not the Christ. I can't do it. I can't give my life for them. But Jesus didn't turn away. He didn't turn it down. He said, I will do it. Finished. He did it. He told the one thief, you will be with me in paradise, because he repented of his sins. He said, we belong here. You know, first they wanted to mock him, talk about him, vilify him. And then the one thief came to the realization, I belong here. And repented on the cross. And Jesus forgave his sins. And he forgives ours. And we must tell God every day, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as we sang on Sunday, the Edward Hawkins song from back in our day, or back in my day. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And the sad part is, the song is just as important today as it was back then. Tragedies are commonplace. On yesterday in Nashville, Tennessee, not too far from my hometown, 3 children were murdered in school. Another school shooting. A 28-year-old woman committed this crime. It wasn't a student. It wasn't a man, but a 28-year-old woman to life after taking the life of 6 people. 6 people, with 3 of those 6 people being children. We have got to pray. We've got to lift up the name of Jesus. We have got get out of this craziness that is going on in our world. And this is the article. And it says, a woman opened fire at a private Christian, catch that word, Christian grade school in Nashville on Monday, killing 3 children and 3 adults. The suspect, the shooter, was fatally shot by police at Covenant School in the city's Green Hills neighborhood. What is going on in America that someone thinks it's all right to go into the schools and shoot children, kill our babies? We have got to pray. We've got to ask God for forgiveness of our sins. We've got We've got to pray for Evelyn, for Haley, and for William. Three children, 2 9-year-olds, and one who was about to turn 9. Three adults killed, Cynthia, Catherine. As we say their names, we ask God's grace that they are with him. For his word says, absent from the body is in the presence of the Lord. And we pray for the young woman, 28 years old, Audrey, who was killed by the police. And it says police believe her name was Audrey Hale. They believe that she was a former student and said she was in possession of 3 weapons when she was killed, a rifle, an assault style pistol, and a handgun. 2 of the 3 weapons were obtained legally in the Nashville area, and the shooter had no history at all of past criminal activity. Police are investigating a manifesto they found at Hale's house that included a map drawn out of how this was going to take place. Why in the world would you shoot the babies? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She targeted random students and felt resentment for attending the private school. We're talking 28 years old. It has to at least been 20 years or less that she went to this school. Pray. And this is a statistic that we as Christians must pray. The leading cause of kids' death now is, as this article says, unacceptable. And this is what it says. After decades of automobile accidents being the top killer of children in the U.S., the New England Journal of Medicine published findings last year that firearm fatalities were now the top cause of death for our children. Pray, family. Pray, and pray some more. Because folks want to go about acting like guns are no big deal. Oh, people kill people. Well, guns in the wrong hands of crazy people kill people. And a lot of those people are our children. And we have got to pray. Father God, I stop and send a prayer up for the 6 people killed in this horrible tragedy. I even pray, Lord God, for the shooter and her family. I ask you, Lord, to forgive her for whatever demon possessed her, God. I ask you to send it back to the pits of hell from whence it came. Father God, we need you. We need your covering, God. We need you to cover each and every child as they go to school, as they go on spring break, as they move forward. God, cover our children. Cover your children, God. For they are like the kingdom of heaven. We know we can celebrate those that have gone on because they are absent from this earthly body. But they are in your presence now. Suffer the little children to come unto me. And we know, God, you have given them rest. You have given them peace. You have given them the joy of the Lord. So, Father God, I pray this day for the families left behind, for the mothers and the fathers and the TTs and the Mimis and Nanas and all of those that love these children, and for the adults, their husbands, their children, and their wives, and all those that they have left behind. We pray, Lord God, for peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Unhardened hearts, Lord. Please join me in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17, through chapter 18, 22. You shall not sacrifice to the Lord your God a bull or a sheep which has any blemish or defect, for that is an abomination to the Lord your God. If there is found among you within any of your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, a man or woman who has been wicked in the sight of the Lord your God in transgressing his covenant, who has gone and served other gods and worshiped them, either the sun or the moon. In other words, don't be worshiping the sky or any of the hosts of heaven, which I have not commanded, and it is told you, and you hear of it, then you shall inquire diligently. And if it is indeed true and certain that such an abomination has been committed in Israel, then you shall bring out to your gates that man or woman who has committed that wicked thing, and shall stone to death that man or woman with stones. Whoever is deserving of death shall be put to death on the testimony of two or three witnesses. He shall not be put to death on the testimony of one witness. The hands of the witnesses shall be the first against him to put him to death. Afterwards, the hands of all the people. So you shall put away the evil from among you. What did Jesus say? He who is without sin cast the first stone. And not one stone was cast. And God said in his word that if you are accusing, you be the first one to cast that stone. If a matter arises which is too hard for you to judge, between degrees of guilt and bloodshed, between one judgment or another, or between one punishment or another, matters of controversy within your gates, then you shall arise and go up to the place which the Lord your God chooses. And you shall come to the priests, the Levites, and to the judge there in those days and inquire of them. They shall pronounce upon you the sentence of judgment. You shall do according to the sentence which they pronounce upon you in that place which the Lord chooses. And you shall be careful to do according to all that they order you, according to the sentence of the law in which they instruct you, according to the judgment which they tell you. You shall do. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left from the sentence which they pronounce upon you. Now the man who acts presumptuously and will not heed the priest who stands to minister there before the Lord your God or the judge, that man shall die. So you shall put away the evil from Israel, and all the people shall hear and fear and no longer act presumptuously. When you come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you and possess it and dwell in it, and say, I will set a king over me like all the nations that are around me. Woo. I'm going to read that again. When you come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, and possess it and dwell in it, and say, I will set a king over me like all the nations that are around me. You shall surely set a king over you whom the Lord your God chooses. One from among your brethren you shall set as king over you. You may not set a foreigner over you who is not your brother, but he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to multiply horses, for the Lord has said to you, you shall not return that way again, neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away, nor shall he greatly multiply silver and gold for himself. Now understand that God allowed them to have a king when they whined and complained. God gave them Saul. Saul didn't understand that obedience was better than sacrifice. Then God anointed David, and David was slipping and dipping in Uriah's wife. Then had Uriah killed. Come on now. Kings that they chose. Then came Solomon with his 1,000 women of different religions and places and things. And what happened? He fell. Vanities of vanities. He forgot God. God. And because of him, Israel was divided. Southern kingdom and the northern kingdom. 10 tribes. No one knows where or who they are. Lost. 10 lost tribes of Israel because they chose a king and forgot about God. It tells us also, it shall be when he sits on the throne of his kingdom that he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book. Took a baby, Josiah, to bring it all back to remembrance. From the one before the priest, the Levites, and it shall be with him, and he shall read it all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God and be careful to observe all the words of the law and these statutes, that his heart may not be lifted above his brethren, that he may not turn aside from the commandment to the right hand or the left, and that he may prolong his days in the kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. The priest took some water. It says, the priests, the Levites, all the tribes of Levi, shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his portion. Therefore, they shall have no inheritance among their brethren. The Lord is their inheritance, as he said to them. And this shall be the priests' due from the people, from those who offer a sacrifice, whether it is bull or sheep, they shall give to the priest the shoulder, the cheek, and the stomach. The first fruits of your grain and your new wine and your oil and the fruit of the fleece of your sheep you shall give him. For the Lord your God has chosen him out of all your tribes to stand to minister in the name of the Lord and his sons forever. Why do you think we had parsonages for pastors? The church was supposed to be paying for the pastor's abode. Pastors should not be having to pay. They rent. They mortgage. That should be coming from the church. The pastor has what the church gives them. You know, instead we got folks vilifying pastors, talking about them like they dogs because the pastor drives a nice car. Pastor lives in a nice house. You didn't put anything in it. Most of the times pastors are working without even getting a salary, without getting anything. Most pastors earn their money on jobs or from book sales or from doing other things, teaching and preaching in other places. They're not earning their keep from their congregations. I'm just telling the truth. And shaming that old wicked devil. We got to understand, we got to take care of our pastors. They are the Levites of the day. God has chosen them for such a time as this, and we need to be taking care of them. When you come into the land which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his daughter or his son pass through. And I'm sure this is the fire of Moloch. The fires, or one who practices witchcraft, y'all catch this, or a soothsayer, or anyone who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritualist, y'all catching this, or one who calls up the dead. Don't let somebody talk about tell you, oh, I can talk to your late husband. No, you can't. Somebody said that to me. A witch, and I know she was a witch because God showed me that she was a witch. Don't tell me I can bring your husband up. Oh, no, you can't bring my husband up. My husband is with the Lord, and the only way I'm going to see my husband again and it's God puts him in my dream, and that God is the one that says that'll be the only way, because I sure am not going to some medium, some psychic. You know, we used to think all that stuff was giggles and fun because we didn't know the word of God. But now when you know the word of God, you know you can't go out there with somebody talking about they a witch or a soothsayer, which I call them a prophet liar, or one who interprets omens. Ooh, let me see what this means when you see this white cat. Come on now. Or a sorcerer. A one who conjures spells, or a medium. We can't go to medium. What happened when Samuel came up? He wanted to knock Saul out, calling him up from the dead. It's like, Samuel's like, please. You know, don't do it. It is for all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess, listen to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. Christians, we can't be going to these people. We can't be going to these places. Mysticism. If it says mystic anything, you better run. God is calling us for such a time as this. You got to be careful. It says the Lord your God will rise up for you, a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear according to all you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb. In the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor let me see this great fire anymore, lest I die. And the Lord say to me, what they have spoken is good. I will rise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. I'm speaking to the prophet liars today. Be careful what you go out there talking about. And the Lord see it. If the Lord has said it, you better keep whatever you thinking behind your teeth. Wonder why folks dying early in life. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, That is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. You got to be careful who you allow to speak into your ears. And I give this as a warning. Be careful who you allow to pray for you. You don't understand. You may be cursing your family and cursing yourself as they go on with your blessing. Be careful who you allow to pray for you. Because you don't know. They may be praying a curse on you, a curse on your loved one. Gotta go to God and only to God. You can have someone who has a like mind, such an agreement with your prayer. And if you go to your leader, your pastor, to pray for you, you know they're anointing. Whatever minister or associate pastor you go to, know they're anointing. Don't ask just anyone to pray for you. Because they may be having more problems and spirits on them that they putting on you. Deuteronomy 7:19. He shall read it all the days of his life that he may learn to fear the Lord his God. And Dr. Stanley Taylor's daily Bible reading. Thank you for joining me for this daily Bible reading. And Bible study helps us to fear God and obey his commands, keeps us humble and lengthens our lives. And during times of storm, it gives us an immovable anchor. What the Bible says about the forbidden practice of the occult. Most believers rarely recognize that the Bible forbids the occult practices of Satan, worship, and witchcraft. They might not, however, so quickly identify other practices as satanic or occult. While the Bible forbids and rebukes practice of astrology, including the use of horoscopes and predicting events by the alignment of planets, Deuteronomy 18:10, Isaiah 47:12-13, many Christians consider it harmless fun to consult their horoscopes in the daily newspaper. God says it's not. And I was one. I used to run to the paper. Well, let me see what it says for Pisces today. Understanding. I was messing around where one's supposed to. We learn and we grow. And it tells us the Bible also condemns other practices such as enchantments, sometimes referred to as incantations. Spells are charming. Deuteronomy 18:11, Isaiah 19:3. God forbids the practice of magic. You know, and how many shows and movies and books out there, you know, and authors who write on magic and fairies and, you know, elves and all of those things. And, you know, they're fun to read. You know, The Lord of the Rings, Tale of the Kings, you know, all these things, dragons and all that stuff. You know, I admit that I like those kind of movies, but they're not something that you need to be getting into. God forbids the practice of magic. Don't try conjuring up something. Of course, there is a considerable difference between one who practices magic by tapping into supernatural forces and those who perform acts of illusion. That depends on sleight of hand, not supernatural powers. A friend of mine is a master illusionist. He is great at doing tricks, but he explains to his audience that his tricks are just that, tricks, illusions, and that they have nothing to do with magic or supernatural powers. Dr. Stanley breaking it down. He says his ministry enables him to talk about the occult, but he makes it clear that what he does is sleight of hand. No matter how amazing it appears to the onlooker, You know, I have to tell you, this is illusion. This is not some magic. This is not me conjuring up stuff. This is not some supernatural stuff going on here. This is illusion. Probably you have enjoyed an illusion or a trick performed in a show and never considered it dangerous. As children, many had their fortunes told at Halloween parties, at school, and some considered the use of Ouija boards a harmful form of entertainment. Don't be messing with them things. But, woof, in no way connected to supernatural powers. But we need to remember that the practice of attempting to contact the dead through the use of a medium is strictly forbidden in the Bible. Leviticus 19:31, Deuteronomy 10:10-12, 2 Kings 21:6. No believer should ever play with the occult. I say that again. No believer shall ever play with the occult. Deuteronomy 18:18, I will rise up from them a prophet and will put my words in his mouth. Jesus Christ fulfilled this prophecy during his earthly ministry, John 1:21-27, chapter 6 of John, verse 6-14, and chapter 7 of John, verse 40. So it was appropriate that Moses appeared with Jesus at the transfiguration. Ooh, wow. Matthew 17:1-3, Moses and Isaiah. God's two of God's most powerful prophets. Deuteronomy 18:22, when a prophet speaks, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, the Lord has not spoken. Since God always keeps his promises and always fulfills his word, any prophecy or prediction that fails to come true as a source other than God. Catch that too. And now we're going to go into our psalm, which is where our title word comes from this morning. And it says in the 37th psalm, starting at verse 37 through verse 40, mark the blameless man and observe the upright. For the future of that man is peace. For the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. And our title this morning, the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. Hallelujah. Your salvation comes from God. He is their strength in the time of trouble. When hard times come, we often feel listless, powerless, weak, and worried. Even when we don't have these feelings, we still really are weak. We must find our strength in God, for his might never wavers. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 20-22, deceit in the heart of those who devise evil. We better check it out. But counsels of peace have joy. But counselors of peace have joy. If someone is telling you to go and do what is wrong in the sight of God and in the sight of man, they are letting you know they are evil. And as Christians, we got to understand evil is evil. Because they may agree with something you like, that still does not stop them from being evil if they are trying to entice you to do what is wrong. And it says, no grave trouble will overtake the righteous, but the wicked shall be filled with evil. Lying lips, come on, y'all. The word of God is telling us lying lips are an abomination to the Lord. lion is in the top 10. Thou shalt not bear false witness. It's there in the word of God. Thou shalt not make, thou shalt not have any God, other God before me. We can't put people before God where people can tell you to do whatever and you run out and do it. But when God tells you to have peace and to be still, you want to run. You're not of God. They are not of God. You got to stop yourself. Admit, sorry. And do what you want to do. Tells us again, verse 22 of Proverbs chapter 12. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are his delight. Tell the truth and shame that wicked devil. Shaming. Shame that devil. Luke chapter 4. When Jesus began being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. Hear that sneaky snake comes. After a move of God, Jesus is baptized. The heavens open. The Lord says, this is my beloved Son, who I am well pleased. And then Jesus goes to pray. Jesus prayed all through the word. Jesus prayed the day he died, the day he was taken captive, the day he was beaten, the day he took our sins to the cross. Jesus was in prayer. Jesus prayed all through the word that we can say a quick, thank you, Lord, for the food that I'm about to receive. Amen. And we done prayed. Please. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days, he ate nothing. And afterwards, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. But Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Then the devil, taking them up on a high mountain, showed them all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, all this authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. Jesus has another word. And Jesus answered and said to him, get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall give his angel charge over you to keep you. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus, I love Jesus. Jesus answered and said to him, it has been said, come on now, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. The sneaky snake was already planning, already thinking of what he could do. But God, it says, and then Jesus returned to the power, in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. So he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight of the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, claim the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." So all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" First they got, "Wait a minute, hold on. That's Joseph's son. What are you talking about? Something been fulfilled." He said to them, "You will surely say this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in your country.'" Then he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you, truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens was shut there up 3 days and 6 months, and there was a great famine through all the land, but to none of them was Elijah sent, except to Zarephath. Elijah, a great prophet. Isaiah, a great prophet. Moses and Elijah, always two witnesses will come, sent except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. God sends you what you need when you need it. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha, the prophet, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman, the Syrian. So all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath and rose up and thrust him out of the city. And they led him to the brow of the hill on which the city was built, that they might throw him down over the cliff. Then passing through the midst of them, he went his way. Wow, what a word this morning. Luke 4:14, then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. Luke shows that Jesus fulfilled his entire ministry by relying on the power and direction of the Holy Spirit. When we rely on the Spirit as Jesus did, so we can follow in his ministry footsteps. Luke 4:21, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Everyone knew that the text Jesus read was Isaiah 61, referred to the ministry of the prophesied Messiah. Therefore, at the outset of his ministry, Jesus was making a direct claim to be that Messiah. The truth is the truth, and there's nothing you can do about it except Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He has saved us. He is saving us every day. Are you trusting in Jesus? You know, I love that song by Andre Crouch, "Soon and Very Soon." You know, no more crying. We got to understand God is calling us home every day. We got to trust in the Lord. And this is a word for today on this 28th day of March. Our script, our prayer from our 365 days of prayer is repentance matters. Repent of your sins and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. And it's from the NLT. Merciful One, you are full of forgiveness. Thank you for your heart that has always been on reconciliation, waiting for the opportunity to fold your children into your arms. Lord, you see how many times I choose my own desires. Lord, you see how many times I choose my own desires over connection with you. I don't want to live in an unending cycle of selfishness and guilt that leads me to you. God knows the prayer you need. Lord, you draw me in with your kindness. How could you be so patient with me? I see that my selfish ways lead to destruction, a relationship, and I don't want that life. Forgive me of my sins. Lord, I turn away from them and turn towards you. God of love, I ask that you would fill me with your presence that gives me life. Thank you for your mercies that I knew every day. You're never maxed out on forgiveness. I'm thankful. I am humbled by you, God, and I gladly submit to you today. And the word I ask this morning for all of you is, if there's something that is keeping you from connecting with God, we all have that something. And we have to ask God to remove that thorn from our side that we may connect with him. And as we get ready to wrap up this morning, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, today. I haven't gotten our word yet from our sister in Christ, but I thank God for everything that she does. She is magnificent, and I thank God that she does give us a word. And again, the word from yesterday, pray until your situation changes. Miracles happen every day, so never stop believing God can change things very quickly. In your life, have a motive, meditating Monday, and I have, and I say to you today, have a trusting in God Tuesday. Know that God is with you, that he will never leave you, that he will never forsake you. And understand where your salvation comes from. Our salvation comes from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who loved us enough to die for us, who loved us enough to give his life for us, for our sinful selves. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. We take that with us wherever we go, knowing that God has never left, that he continues to be with us. Thank you, Father God. And so as we get ready to wrap up, if there's anyone that has a word, now's the time to lift those hands. And our number to call is 213-943-3597. And I ask you to forgive your sleepy host. We are an hour earlier than normal, but I'm grateful that God woke me up this morning. I'm grateful that God gave me a voice to speak. I am thankful. And all I can say is, Father God, I thank you for this word today. As you have blessed it, as you have taken us higher, I thank you. I bless you. And I love you. And as I pray us out this morning, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent. One from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, family. It is a wrap. It's a wrap because I got to take my grandson to school. So I say it's a wrap, and I thank you all. Have a great day, family. And don't forget, the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. Don't go left. Don't go right. Go to Jesus. Have a great day, family. It's a wrap.